We would like to introduce to you our guest author for tonight's First Friday Art Walk Open House, Deborah McDonald. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
You're an educator in Baldwin County, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you are here to tell us about your first book and how you got into writing in general.
Well, I decided this summer, I just started having thoughts about this two characters, and they wouldn't leave me alone, so I decided to put them on paper.
So they came to you.
They did come to me.
Creative muse.
Yes, and I just wrote all summer and wrote the book, and then said, what'd I do with it? So then I decided to get on board with John Woods. He's the publisher. He's based in Fairhope.
Yes, he's a dear friend of ours. I'm surprised not here now.
Good.
But I'm sure he will be tonight.
Yes, yes. I think he's coming by tonight.
Our art walk is 5:30 until 8:30, and your book is called Jubilee Sunset Romance. The lead character is Florence, and it's a love story based a lot around a theme park.
Yes, it is. And it's about a young man who inherits a theme park from his uncle and his father when they pass, and he is trying to make a go of it, and he does. He's very successful. And she's the educator that comes in. She wants something different from the classroom, so she decides to go work at a theme park as an educator. And so they meet, and at first she doesn't know he's the boss because he comes in dressed as a clown. I'll just give you a little info there.
And we can't have much more than
not
that.
Not much more than that.
But what I think is interesting is folks along the Eastern Shore will recognize some places. And to me, that's always fun when you read a book that has taken place, you know, in areas that you're familiar with. Tell us about some of the places we might recognize.
You'll recognize the bluff. You'll recognize the pier. You'll recognize all of the beauty of Mobile Bay and all of the homes between Point Clear, Mullet Point. I actually grew up in the summers, and we had a parish priest who has an old cinder block house on Mullet Point, and we would go there every summer, and we would rent. He would rent out, and we would go there every summer. So we did that for years in the 70s and early 80s. So that cinder block house now has two big houses built on the middle of it, or on the side of it now, and it's still that old cinder block house that was built in the 60s.
Cool.
So we kind of take some scenes there, and we take scenes at a restaurant were kind of created amongst all the very nice homes on the water on the Eastern Shore. So you recognize that in Mobile. You recognize the town of Fairhope because there'll be businesses there. So Mobile, Pensacola, Fairhope, and Daphne, Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it will inspire someone to actually build a theme park. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, that would be fun.
To have a theme park here on the Eastern Shore.
So that would be great. And so the two characters, they just start to know each other, and she works there, and they try to keep it very professional, but love takes over.
Love takes over. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Happens
that's
to the best
awesome.
Of us.
Well, and while we're speaking with Deborah, we just want to remind our listeners, please do not feel like you're interrupting us. This is a call-in show. We're going to chat with her when the phone's not ringing. 928-9228, and it's birthday anniversary day.
I was going to say, one of the reasons you could call in is because of birthdays and anniversaries. If you have anybody that's having a birthday or an anniversary that's coming up either this week or next, be sure and give us a call and put their names on our list, because in about 45 minutes, we're going to have a drawing and give away a gift card to Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope. So did you have somebody that messaged you one or texted you one?
Well, Nick from Rita's sent me a message yesterday with some information he wanted us to relay.
Oh, okay.
So he wanted to let us know that they are now open 7 days a week until 9 p.m.
Okay.
So from noon until 9, 7 days a week, and you can get Rita's to enjoy on their lovely patio there on Highway 98 in the Big Lot Shopping Center. Or you can make any place your happy place and take Rita's to go.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what else they have for the kids? Well, and kids at heart. New Nickelodeon slime topping. What every kid wants. Nickelodeon slime topping on top of your Sunday gelati.
Nice and green.
Or concrete. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have an 87 Toyota motorhome, runs great, needs slight roof repair, take a grand for it, 864-361-8686.
Hang on.
It's fully equipped, generator, tanks and all. Bathroom, stove, cranks and runs, good tires.
Wow. I'm getting ready to take a road trip. That might be worth it.
That would be fun.
Only a grand a day.
Holy cow. But it does need some roof work.
Slight roof work. It's already been coated once. It needs one more coat.
Okay.
Got the AC on top. It looks great.
Wow. Okay. And where is it located?
Stapleton.
Okay. And you're asking, did I get that right? $1,000?
Only today.
Wow. Okay. All righty. And let me make sure I got that number. 864-361-8686.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I think that's our deal of the day.
I think so. The 87 Toyota Motorhome, it runs great. It's fully equipped. Needs a little roof work. Needs to be coated, but it looks great. It's only $1,000. Oh, my goodness.
Today.
Call 864-361-8686. That's 864-361-8686. Yeah, that would be fun to just get in and go. I've just always wanted to do that. Hop in and go.
We have another yard sale, too. That's tomorrow. And we'll tell you about that when the phone's not ringing. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
I still had an antique chair I'd like to sell for my sister. We're asking $150, but somebody come make me a good offer. They can take it with them. They have to see it, to appreciate it. And believe it or not, we still got the free washing machine for somebody needs to come get. It does not work, but somebody wants it for scrap metal or parts, they can have it. Just haul it off. You can reach me in Mobile at 391-3146.
Okay, David. Thank you. Have a great weekend. 391-3146. And that yard sale tomorrow, we were going to tell you about our dear friend Julie mm-hmm. from the Haven.
Okay.
She's got plants, two bikes, yard furniture, bolts of fabric and cloth, and a hodgepodge of items. It's tomorrow at 553 Liberty Street, which is off of Fig in Fairhope. And it's a partial charity yard sale. She gives back to the Feral Fat Cat Coalition and to the Haven. And she asks that you bring small bills. Because prices will be low, and you know.
Okay.
If everybody brings $20 bills, she won't have any change.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. So.
Yeah. Yes, it will. With us is Deborah McDonald, our guest author, joining us tonight. We're going to be open from 5:30 until 8:30. We'll have wine and refreshments, and Deborah will be here signing her books. And I know that. Is it just a chick thing? I mean, John Woods is your editor. Did he like the story, too? So
yes,
something men would
said
enjoy,
he liked,
too.
He liked the book.
Because you do have a very main character that's a man.
Yes, I do. And I also have the uncle, who he'll write a letter to because the uncle's passed away. But it just talks about just their camaraderie between the uncle. And there's a fun thing in there that you'll find that when he was a little boy, the young man said, oh, you need to build this. I'll give it away. You need to build a treehouse city. We have to have a treehouse city in the theme park. So they build a treehouse city, and then you'll see what they do to modernize it.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun.
Well,
and so
fun.
that's one of the perks of the park, and the main character lives in a bungalow in the back. They built all these bungalows when they were building the theme park.
Okay.
So they could be on site to do that. But
there's
it's
a developer's idea for the
go.
Eastern Shore right there. A theme park with bungalows.
With bungalows.
With treehouse bungalows.
Okay.
We'll take
you know what? I'm a treehouse bungalow sounds good to me. You know, theme park or not. That sounds fun.
Deborah, tell us about the story when you were in college at the University of South Alabama, and you wrote an essay that kind of changed your life.
It did. And I had an English teacher, and he was looking to publish a new book for his class. And so he was doing that. So when he was doing that, he asked for all the students in his class to submit essays. So I did. And it was all about around a Thanksgiving where you had all the women in the kitchen washing the dishes and around a bottle of Dawn, and all the other men were around a bottle of something else.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
So that was kind of my essay, just kind of about that, and he picked it. And so it went into a textbook, and I received the copy of the textbook and a check for $25, which was back then was a highlight.
Absolutely. And you thought, hey, maybe I can write after all.
I did, and I put it off. I had a career and had children and a family, and so I kind of just said, well, I'll, you know, just kind of got to the back burner of writing. So 30 years later, here I am.
That's a great story, because you don't ever let go of the dream, even if you have to pause it for 30 years.
Yeah, so it was great. So now I've had a lot of fun with the book. John Woods came on board, and actually I've every story there's some type of educator, because that's what I do.
Right.
So there's some type of educator in every story, and I have a dear character named Aunt Alice, who was the uncle's wife, and she actually came on as a dancer in the theme park years ago, and so it made for a nice story. So she's still there. She's in one of the bungalows. So Aunt Alice is a favorite in here. She'll like her.
Cool.
Okay.
So you'll have your books here at the radio station tonight. What are you selling them for?
Yes, $10.
Okay. I was going to say $50.
$10.
You can't beat that with
no,
a stick.
No, it's a deal.
Do we need cash?
Yeah, you can cash. I'll have a swipe
you
or two if you want to do a...
Okay, good.
You know,
okay.
It's the deal of the day along with a $1,000 camper.
Right, exactly. A $10 book and a $1,000 camper.
Yeah, there you
all
go.
Right, so we need to take a break. I need to text my man and see if he wants to go look at that camper.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, call Chris, see if he wants that.
Seriously.
Okay.
That would be fun. Wouldn't
that
it?
Would be fun. Mm-hmm. That would be fun. Get out and hit the open roads. And...
We also have a 1962 Dodge Polara 500 in good shape. It's a four-door hardtop. He's asking $9,000. And an old traffic light from the city of Mobile for $75. Call 604-5368. 604-5368.
Okay.
And you can always message us if you can't call us. Facebook message or email wabf1480@outlook.com. wabf1480@outlook.com. Did you hit the farmer's market yesterday?
I did not get to, no.
Farmer's market in Fairhope is every Thursday from 3 until 6 behind the Fairhope Public Library, weather permitting, and it's usually, if there's a light rain or something, they're not going to cancel it. If there's a storm, then they may. And that is through July 7th, I believe, whatever that first Thursday in July is.
First Thursday in July, yeah.
So be sure and check that out. Swap Shop, good morning.
Hey, Lori, I was going to give your listeners an idea for that traffic light.
Okay.
My mother lived on the lake and was always worried that she gets stuck out after dark. So she put a traffic light on her wharf, would turn it on when she left, and then she knew exactly where to come back to at night.
Huh, isn't that clever? I love that idea.
You don't have the red or the green or the yellow.
Right.
It works. So with all the waterfront properties around here, somebody gets stuck out after dark, can't find their place, that's a way to do it.
Okay.
That's a really good idea.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Love that idea. Or I was really, what I was thinking was somebody opening a restaurant or a bar or something that might look really cool in there.
Or in a man cave or something, yeah.
Yeah, or in a man cave, sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, Miss Deborah, you know, it's funny. We've had artists in here over the years, and I'm always somewhere in the book. I am always somewhere in the book. One of our first authors, they had, was about a guy... a woman, and she had a friend who was who worked at the radio station, and he drove a red convertible, but there was no romantic involvement at all. I'm like, okay, that's me. Yeah. And there have just been other ones, and you've already said where I am there. You said you'd introduce the character, and he's a clown. So
there you go.
So, yeah, I'm already in here. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm glad I could make your day. That's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, I have five more books to go. You never know.
So
you might get in one.
So now, is your series going to be about these two people? Is it going to be their story? Or are you going to introduce others that are going to flow in and out? Or
there's about three, four different families, and they kind of all entwine, and they make just about every book. And then I introduce new characters as I go through. And the second book is already with John Woods, the publisher. And so that's about a farmer. And you'll see a lot of that since we're a farming community, or well, we used to be a lot more.
But used to be. Yeah.
Used to be a lot more. But there's a farmer, and that's the main character of the next story. So he already has it. It should be out pretty soon.
Okay.
And you're calling your series, appropriately enough, Over the Bay series.
Right, because a lot of it takes place on the Eastern Shore.
You might inspire me. As listening to your story about how you wanted to write since college, and 30 years later you finally have, I used to tell my boys, they're now 27 and 22, mm-hmm. I used to tell them a night story, and it revolved around our dogs and going boat riding. Long story short, one of our dogs' name was Charlie Brown, and I came up with the idea that he could be named Charlie Bay, and I could do a series of children's books based on this dog and their adventures. So now I just might have to keep that caveat in the back of my mind and still do it, because here you have done it yourself.
Right. Never too late.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Never too late.
Absolutely. And if you want to keep up with things that are going on over here on this side of the bay, you can check out Fair Hope Living Magazine and go to fairhopelivingmagazine.com. Stephen Savage, one of their photographers, has all sorts of great pictures. They do a yard of the month. They do home of the month. They put up classifieds. They do personal stories. And it's really an in-depth little snapshot of Fairhope every month that they put out. It's really neat.
The thing is it's for Fairhopians by Fairhopians, mm-hmm. written by, photographed by, and they've given us a sneak preview of the May cover, but we haven't seen the magazine yet. It should be arriving in your mailboxes today mm-hmm. or tomorrow. But the title on the cover says A Tradition of Fun in Downtown Fairhope, and I see toys in the background, so my guess is Fantasy Island toys.
Okay.
But you'll just have to wait and find out.
Okay.
You can also read it online, like you said, at fairhopelivingmagazine.com. I've got to find out if anybody's adopted Coyote the dog yesterday.
Okay.
That was the most beautiful animal. The Baldwin Humane Society comes in the first Thursday of each month and brings an animal, and they brought a gorgeous shepherd mix dog that is totally brindle colored. We think he's a Dutch shepherd. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous animal. The pictures don't do him justice, but smart and beautiful, and he's going to be a big dog, like a 70, 80 pound big dog, but very smart, like in the working dog category, you know, very mm-hmm. observant, very smart. Coyote is his name. You can see him at baldwinhumane.org. You can see his pictures on our page with me, and it's a miracle I didn't take him home.
Pretty dog.
And he's absolutely gorgeous and very smart, too.
Okay.
Alrighty, 928-9228 is our number. Seriously, let's do take a quick break.
Okay.
Our lines
go call
are
Chris.
Open, yeah. And we'll be right back. And now we're talking hemp with John MacArthur, owner of Fairhope Hemp.
Hemp has over 130 different cannabinoids. We're just dealing with like the five most prevalent, mm-hmm. which is CBD, CBG, CBN, CBC, and THC.
Cool.
And it's hemp-derived.
Right.
So per the 2018 Farm Bill Act, anything that is hemp-derived is legal. You might be embarrassed to ask or questions that you've had answered by somebody else and just want maybe a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down to Fairhope Hemp and let's talk about it. Let's talk about hemp and what it is, what it can do for you or a loved one, and see if it might be for you. I love talking hemp and I love helping people. I worked on people's cars for years and got so much enjoyment out of giving somebody some faith that they can crank their car up and go to work and pick their kids up at school and doing this hemp thing now. It's helping more people with something I think that's a lot more important, is your health. I mean, Without your health, what do you have?
Fairhope Hemp, 505 Fairhope Avenue, part of the Veterans Initiative 22, so veterans receive 22% off. Did you know that Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is a full-service funeral home? Locally owned and operated with an on-site crematory, with funeral services in their own intimate setting or at a place of your choosing. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory offers graveside services, visitations, prayer services, pre-planning, cremation, and a complete line of quality and affordable caskets, vaults, cremation urns, and more. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory in Daphne. Call 621-5890. 621-5890. Now located in their new building at 26209 Pollard Road in Daphne. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. This is WABF and Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number. Of all days, this would be a nice day to do the show outside.
It would.
Picture perfect weather.
We've got the bench outside. We could go sit out there and just talk and hang out.
Yeah, well, you know, when we first got this location here at 9 North Church Street, what did I tell y'all? Drill a hole so we can put a microphone outside.
Yeah, but we've got wireless mics now, so.
Yeah, we do. Okay, well, you want to go sit on the bench?
Yeah. Come on, Deborah, let's you and me go sit outside.
Put you on the bench.
You've been benched.
Yeah, you've been benched.
It's okay. I'm in the sunshine, so, yeah.
And the weather is supposed to be perfect throughout the whole weekend. Rain coming back in on Monday, so Mother's Day looks fabulous. Don't forget about your mom.
That's right.
The mothers in your life on Mother's Day.
This Sunday is Mother's Day, so do something nice for mom.
I'm just thrilled. One of my sons is here in town.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Came in for Mother's Day weekend and the break in college. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call in and tell Debbie McDonald how very proud we are. I am her sister, and she is doing a great job. This is a dream of hers that she's always wanted to do, and she has 6 siblings, and we're also very proud of her.
Oh, that's just about the nicest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. Well, I didn't have to pay her much.
Well, I'm the oldest. She's the youngest of 7. So she's like my daughter instead of my sister. There's 16 years difference between us.
Wow.
She's always had this as a dream. And I'm so proud that she's followed her dream. She's done very well.
Well, thank you, big sis. Are you coming out tonight?
Absolutely.
With 7 siblings, we'll have a crowd no matter what. We're good. We're good.
And we always welcome 7 sisters to the show. So.
And she needs to tell you how many yard sales she's had over the years and how many times she's called into Swap Shop.
Oh, good.
So we put it on there, yeah.
Oh, yes.
She's done a lot.
Yes. Well, listen, thank you so much for having her today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You.
And we look forward to meeting you tonight.
Yes. And your check's in the mail.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's got to be a challenge, though, when you have lots of friends and relatives and everybody wants a book. How do you draw the line? Are they all willing to buy one?
Oh, yeah. A lot of my friends.
For 10 bucks, surely.
Yes, a lot of my friends are educators, of course, but I have some from high school, too. But they are all so thrilled, and I was so appreciative because they all jumped right on and bought a book.
Okay.
So I do things like, you know, if it's an old friend, or maybe if it's somebody in their 90s who is a mother of one of my friends, of course, if they're in their 90s, I'm going to give you a book.
Yeah.
You know, so just, and I actually have a friend of the family who lives in Orlando who worked for Disney World for over 20 years. And because when COVID hit, of course, she couldn't really work too much anymore, but she's taking care of her mother's in her 90s.
Wow, that's great. Excuse us just a moment. Swap Shop, hello.
Hello, this is your tub lady.
Hey, tub lady.
We had such a good time meeting you two crazy women.
We had a ball, and you're just a beautiful woman. It's a shame that they don't show you, because your eyes and your features, you know, you just radiate come see me type thing. So.
Oh, well. Mark's going to have fun with that one now.
Yeah, so, and he's so cute. Tell him I said, he's so cute.
He is cute. So, Jan and Mary, now please forgive me. Are you Jan or Mary?
I'm Mary.
That's right. Mary has, well, you just go ahead and do your spiel. We're going to sit back and be entertained while you try to sell us this jacuzzi tub.
Okay. All right, people, here is your relaxation. a beautiful tub, jacuzzi tub with all those 10 jets, all designer tub. I'm not asking, but $350 our best offer, and you can lay down in it up to your neck and just float away. Let those jets hit the bottom of your feet and watch your skin become alive. Get that jet right on your neck. Come on, right down your back. Aren't you missing this? Aren't you worth it? You are worth it. So come and get it, honey.
I love it. The designer jacuzzi bathtub. It's 10 jets. It's deep and luxurious. 60 inches long. $350 your best offer. You're in Mobile at 660-8126.
I am, and I missed y'all. I hope I could go over there one time and we all go to lunch so we can just yak, yak, yak. How does that sound?
You
that
betcha. You let us know. Absolutely.
All right, baby. All right. I will.
Thank you so much.
I had a good time, and I'm coming back over there.
It was a pleasure to meet you both. Tell Jan we said hello. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, hon.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, how cute. We had invited listeners, if you come in town for the Arts and Crafts Festival, come by. We got bathroom and air conditioning, mm-hmm. place to sit. Mm-hmm. And she and her friend came by, and they were just a hoot and holler. They were so much
great.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to see them. And, you know, it's fun, especially for folks that have listened to us a long time, to put a face with a name.
Yeah.
You know, and just we like to put a face with a name, too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And for, like, folks going out to First Friday tonight, mm-hmm. We welcome them to stop in if they need to just sit down for a minute or go sit in the air conditioning or use their bathrooms or whatever. Just stop in and say hi to us.
Have a glass of wine.
Have
a little finger food, a little mm-hmm. bit of munchies. Not much. I mean, it's not dinner by any means.
Mm-hmm. I'm not here to feed the neighborhood.
We came by last month, and you had a good spread.
Thank you.
It was great.
Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, someone called about having a camper for sale.
Yeah, do you want the number?
Please.
You can't have it. I'm kidding. I was interested in it, too. I'm just joking with you. 864.
864.
361. 8686.
Okay, let's give me that again, please.
864.
All right.
361.
You're off mic.
All right.
8686.
All righty. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. There we go.
Okay. So did you get the message out to Chris first? Or
no.
No? Well, you should have. We had a commercial break. You should have sent him a text. Oh, well. All anyway.
928-9228 is our number for the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. We have our guest author, Deborah McDonald, in with us this morning. Mm-hmm. How did you get into education? You started as a teacher. Is that correct?
Well, actually, I had a drama teacher back in high school, and he knew about a camp in Citronelle. And it's for the mentally and physically challenged. So he, and disabled, so he said, hey, I think you might like this. So several of the high school kids, we went out one summer, and I did that for about 4 summers, and that it was great. We had all kinds of things and activities for the students. We had a lake. Mm-hmm. They could go swimming. We had several games. We all had sort of our Special Olympics in-house, and it was a lot of fun with the kids. So that kind of got me into special education, and I taught for about 12 years, and then I've been doing this job as a resource consultant for special services for about 20 years now.
Okay. Okay. Wow. All right.
So that's why I saw you at the normally called the Special Olympics, but due to the pandemic and some rules, it had to become the Spring Games.
Yes, it did. And the organization has certain criteria, and it was during COVID. They're still under COVID rules, so the department had to do a little something different. But it was still a lot of fun. We had it in 2 days. And
yeah, it's great that y'all went ahead and made that possible. That was really something special that y'all did.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and Lori comes out every year and is our MC, and so yeah. It's great.
I'm not sure how many years, but it's an honor to MC the beautiful tradition when the special needs children, that they make a circle on the track in the parade of athletes. The Olympic, the torch is actually passed from officers to special needs children through the track. And then there's not a dry eye in the house when one of the students sings the national anthem. It's just beautiful. And it's just so lovely. I'm so glad that many of you said, you know what, there's other athletic events going on. This isn't fair. Mm-hmm. But I understand the special needs originators, I mean the Special Olympics folks, were following the CDC guidelines and didn't want to, you know, cause any problems.
Yeah.
Right. It was a fun day. We normally have snow cones and a lot more things, and, you know, a lot of changes had to take place. And with that, we did it in 2 days, and so divided up the students, and they came out and had a great time. So we usually have a DJ, but we couldn't this year. We had a you know, music pipe from the radio and CDs, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So a lot of the kids were dancing anyway.
Okay.
It was a beautiful thing.
Okay. Great.
The weather was great the first mm-hmm. day. Second day a little cloudy, but still great.
Mm-hmm. It was a picture perfect day the first day, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this. I'm anticipating more yard sales. We'll have to start looking for them. You know, there's several Facebook pages do the yard sale thing now. But if you see one or you know of one, please be sure and call us at 928-9228. Our lines are open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Now, next weekend at Fairhope Hemp CBD, he's going to have the outdoor sale.
Yeah, he's calling it Market Days. If you would like to be a vendor, then you can join the pop-up market at Fairhope Hemp on the 15th. They're still looking for about 5 or 6 more vendors. They're going to set up there on the property of Fairhope Hemp at 505 Fairhope Avenue. And he invites you to drop in for that or drop in anytime. He loves mm-hmm. to talk hemp.
Yeah.
He loves to help people deal with their stress or anxiety or pain or find their happy place.
Yeah.
Some of the products are more recreational than medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
But they're certainly both in numerous forms. And they're working on the kitchen and the bar area, and they're going to serve some sandwiches and whatnot and have wine and beer in the near future.
That'll be neat.
Because it's already such a cool place to hang out. He's turned the garage, what used to be MacArthur's garage.
Yes, with all the cool cars.
Right.
Exactly. Yes.
So he's turning that garage area into a cool little entertainment spot for visiting and eating and drinking and enjoying the mm-hmm. hemp products.
Yeah, his daughter has some kind of special need that CBD oil was really, really beneficial to, and that's how he got into it. So he's become something of a local expert, at least, on the mm-hmm. subject. So, you know, it's not just he got into it because, you know, it's cool
right.
and, you know, and
everything. Right.
No, he discovered it. Yeah. He discovered it through a pharmacist mm-hmm. that recommended it for his daughter instead of the medicines mm-hmm. that she was on, and it helped so much that he started researching it and became one of the first, don't quote me, but I think there's 185 licensed distributors, growers and distributors in the state.
Okay.
At least initially, and he's one of them. They grow it too. They plant it, harvest it, and then go from farm to table with a lot of the hemp oil, CBD oil products.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's the one with the Ghostbusters car out front.
Yeah, that big old fair, right next to the library.
Yeah, he's actually got a really neat story behind it and all. So,
All righty, 928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We would love to hear from you. If you're joining us late, we're speaking with Deborah McDonald, who is our guest author tonight. Mm-hmm. We're open from 5:30 until 8:30. And we invite you to come by for some refreshments to meet Deborah and pick up some book. What a great Mother's Day present.
Yes, it's a great Mother's Day present.
How could I just now think of that?
Okay.
For the mom that has everything, right? What else do we need?
You can always use a new book.
A good book to curl up and read would be lovely.
And that jacuzzi tub.
And the jacuzzi tub.
And the camper.
There you go. And guys, you know, you got your wife, you know, the mom and everything that you want to get something for. Well, if you're looking for something for your mother-in-law, the perfect gift for your mother-in-law is something from Hughes Funeral Home and Crematories.
Oh, wait, no way. No. That one did not flow.
Yeah, well,
no.
Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory can take... you've never had...
Anyway. I've been very lucky with mother-in-laws.
Yeah, I was married to a woman who was just a monster, and she was horrible. But I dearly loved my mother-in-law.
I had all these
great mother-in-law jokes and a wonderful mother-in-law.
Oh well, that's good.
It was terrible. It was just I had all these great jokes, and she was just an angel.
Couldn't use them, right?
Yeah. But anyway, Hughes Funeral Home is located in Daphne, and they will take care of your final services, whether you want to do a cremation and save money, whether you want to do traditional funeral or something altogether different, they can handle it for you. They're located on Pollard Road in Daphne, and their number is 621-5890. That's 621-5890, Hughes Funeral Home in Daphne.
I'm scrolling through Facebook to see if there's something else.
You're looking at puppy pictures is what you're doing.
See if there's anything we've been missing we need to talk about on the radio. And one thing I'm seeing is the Nappy Awards. Vote for us. Vote for us. And we've just decided this year, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense. It's a cool magazine. And the awards are very cool. And we're nominated every year as favorite AM radio station. And we appreciate that. It's just that we have to remind people to vote, and you vote every day.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of one person voting once,
right?
Everybody can vote every day, and it's just kind of futile. It kind of stacks the deck, if you will. I don't have time to vote every day, and I'm not going to ask people to vote every day. I mean, we are nominated if you want to do that, but we're not going to go out on a limb this time, just because, it's just the way it is. Yeah. But now Fairhope Hemp, he told me yesterday that he's been nominated in the hemp store category, the CBD hemp store category. So if you are voting yes, please go vote for those of us that you know. And it's always a fun little...
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun little contest.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. And was it year before last, we actually went to the ceremony where they had the award ceremony, and that was a blast. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. And then they didn't have it because of the pandemic.
Everything got canceled last year.
They're looking to have a bigger, event this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they are going on. If you want to go vote, please vote for us when you do. But, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Oh, yard sale. All right, what do we have here? I was kind of looking for some yard sales.
Okay.
Yard sale today and tomorrow from 8 until 5 in Fairhope, 9700 County Road 34. 9700 County Road 34.
Okay. Right. We love our yard sales.
Yes, we do too. And Father's Day's coming up too, so that would be a nice time to buy a book too.
Okay. Father's.
I do have. Mother's Day would be great.
Every day's a great day to buy a book.
Every day's a great day to buy a book.
That's right. Every day is a great day.
But I do have. Uncle and the dad were the ones that built the theme park, and now their son. The son's taken over. So there is some male influences in there. What dad doesn't like to go to a theme park?
Yeah, that's true. Now you took a day off work to come here.
I did, and I just. When Lori said, "Hey, if you can come in at 9, I said, "Well," but I had some time off, so I said, "Well, I'll take a day." And this has been a lot of fun, and I appreciate y'all having me on here.
Okay, yeah, there's no point in saving all those days if the school system is going to be out in a month anyway. May as well take that day off.
Yes. But from here on, it's full speed ahead.
Okay.
When is school
out this?
May 25th, and then the teachers have a big work day after that, and then I'll start up again in July. I'm a 10-month employee, so I'll start up again in July. Get off in June, start up in July.
Okay. I've always been surprised at how soon the teachers go back to school, and how quickly the students go back to school now, because when I was in high school, and this is going back thousands of years, we got out at Memorial Day.
Yes.
And we started back at Labor Day, maybe a couple of days before and a couple of days after. But now they often they'll get out, you know, the first or second week in June, and they'll go back like the first week of August. I'm like, what happened to summer break? What's up with that?
Right.
And the teachers, of course, a friend of mine is a principal up in Birmingham, and she's like, you know, it's July 10th and I'm back in school, you know, working. Like, you're supposed to be on vacation. What's up?
No, the school system never sleeps. So they provide for kids all the time, and we're just very appreciative. They have a lot of services they provide, and during COVID it was meals up at the schools, you mm-hmm. know, so it's just a lot of services they provide, and we just love kids. So
well, I think your superintendent Eddie Tyler is just awesome. You know, as a former coach and educator here in the system, and to come back, you know, as a native and as a superintendent, I love his style. He's strong but easygoing, and anyway, I think he's a great superintendent and leading our school system and to good places.
Yes, he sent out a letter yesterday to all the educators because it is Teacher Appreciation Week. So he sent it out, and principals too, and I know my principal at Daphne High, because that's my base, that's where I have one of our offices, mm-hmm. and I'm all over Daphne with schools, but you know, they're always sending out, thanking everybody, because it takes a whole team of people. It takes the whole faculty, the whole school staff, secretaries, building maintenance, cafeteria. It takes everybody.
Right.
So to educate children and to keep the school going. So we appreciate everybody for that, because it is Appreciation Week this week. So thanks everybody for that. And I had great teachers growing up, and the reason why I became a teacher is one of my second grade teachers. I just remember her, and she helped me to read.
Does she know that?
So I still keep in contact every so often. Oh, haven't wonderful. Talked to her in a long time.
Okay.
Haven't talked to her in a long time, but mm-hmm. but still keep in contact every so often.
My mother was a teacher in Mobile, and I still, just the other day, I got, I think your mom taught me.
Oh, wow.
And it's, I just love hearing those stories. She taught at Elizabeth Fondy in Mobile.
Yes.
And she taught at St. Paul's.
I taught at St. Paul's, and I had a practicum at Elizabeth Fondy.
Wow.
When I was learning to become a teacher.
So let's see. She would have taught kids that are now probably between the age of, say, maybe 55 okay. and 40, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I was in St. Paul's in the 90s.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, her name was Mary Dubose.
Okay. Did you ever have anyone that taught over at the church school before it became Trojan Hall at Daphne High?
No, but there okay. is another Dubose in the education system out there that I'm not related to that I know of.
Okay.
Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to put my daughter-in-law's birthday on.
Okay.
Drawing. Her birthday's today.
Okay. What's her name?
Jennifer Myrick.
Okay, happy birthday. You got in just in time. In about 5 minutes, we're going to do the drawing
Great.
For the Rita's Frozen Treat. So happy birthday to Jennifer Myrick from her mother, Myrick from her mother-in-law.
Yes.
Very good.
928-1868.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for reminding us to let people know to get in birthdays and anniversaries.
Yep. In a little more than 5 minutes, we're going to have that drawing and give away the gift card to Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope. So if you have anybody with a birthday or an anniversary, either this week or next, give us a call and put it on the list. And that number is 928-9228.
Also, Rita, Nick at Rita's Frozen Treats wanted me to know that they're participating in a fundraiser.
Okay.
And it is Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation for Childhood Cancer.
Oh.
They're accepting donations until May 16th okay. for that. Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope now open 7 days a week, noon until 9. Go find your happy place and your yummy treat.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can go and have dinner somewhere and then go to Rita's for dessert. So.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have a text. There's a yard sale in Saddlewood off of Manly Road, and there is another yard sale in Quail Creek.
Okay.
So that's all I got.
Okay, yard sale in Quail Creek. And where was the other one?
Saddlewood, which is a neighborhood off of Manly Road behind the schools.
Okay.
behind the middle and high school.
Okay, it's a Manly Road. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Manly Road.
Manly Road runs through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All Can right. I do one shout out?
Absolutely. Okay. That's why we had you here.
Yay. Deborah Navarro. She's a retired educator. I've known her for years.
We
taught
I know that name.
Taught
I
in Foley too. Together. Taught in Foley together. And back in the day. So she is my editor collaborator. And I said, you've done so much for me. I really want to put you on the front cover. And she's like, no. She said, no, I'll help you. But I couldn't write a book from start to finish. She's like, you can. But she's wonderful. And she's coming tonight.
Okay.
So she's great. And she's helped me a lot with, and she could teach anyone to read when we were teaching. It was great. She's a great reading teacher.
Oh, good. Okay.
But she's done a lot for me. And she's talked to me about things to put in the book. So it's great.
Well, okay. Thank you to Deborah Navarro, and hopefully she'll come out tonight too. Swap Shop, good morning.
Hey, Laura's Fred. Hey, y'all.
Well, hey, Fred. How have you been?
Been doing fine. How about you?
Good, great. What's going on over yonder in the Wilmer area?
Not Wilmer. Come on now.
I thought you were Georgetown. No?
Wilmerland.
Saraland. All right, sorry.
Yeah,
Satsuma. Saraland, Satsuma. Okay. I still remember your phone number.
Your number. I hate to even ask. I know you don't want to give it to me. I'd like the number for that little camper.
Oh, I know. Okay. It is 864.
Okay.
361.
Okay.
8686.
Okay. I'm gonna give him a shout.
I get it. Okay. 864-361-8686.
If I get it, I'll run by and pick you up.
Uh-huh. All right.
Sounds
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah.
All right. Wait a minute. I don't get to show off that I know your phone number, even if I forgot where you lived. You don't have anything to sell.
No, not okay. today.
All right. Well, 454-9101. So there.
That's it. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, there's this strange thing, Deborah. I remember people's phone numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah.
I could take my kid to the wrong school. But I could remember, not strangers, because they're mm-hmm. callers and they're friends through the radio, but remember people's phone numbers that I've never met.
Well, that's a talent.
It's a weird, bizarre talent, but it's a talent. We were at, I think, Arts and Crafts one year, and this fellow drove by and waved, and it's like, oh, okay, who's, you know, I don't know who that is, but okay. And she said, oh, that's 6108111. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then he changed his phone number on me. When y'all change your phone numbers,
the fact that
she
knew his original number and knew that he changed his number, okay, from 10 years ago.
Wow. That's a new
one. When I said that's, oh gosh, Johnny, I can almost remember your old number. When I said that's blah, 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 that was his number. And then later he changed his number. And then I'm like, man, why do y'all change your phone number? It's old man Bob changed his phone number on us. Remember, okay. He was the same phone number forever. We need to check on him.
Okay.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
Okay.
I can't remember numbers, but I'm really good about drive-thru orders because we have four children, and I'm really good about, okay, what do you want?
Okay. Yeah, well,
I can rattle those off.
It's what you practice. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's it. When I hear them a lot, I type them a lot, and that's normally. Holy cow. From Mobile Baykeeper, after a contractor hit a line in Orange Beach Thursday, May 6th, approximately 90,000 gallons of sewage spilled into Perdido Pass hours before the spill was stopped. Fortunately, a great deal of water moves through the pass every day. Out of an abundance of caution, though, we recommend people don't swim on the beach bordering the pass through today.
Wow.
Okay. Mm. Wow. I didn't see that, but I don't think I watched the news last night. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, TGIF.
Good morning, hey. Dwight.
This morning I got an 1800 SST. It's a short wheel-based truck, four parts. I have a 1997 four tourist parts. And a 1999 Pontiac Grand Am GT parts. I buy, sell, swap.
I missed the first vehicle.
1997 Dodge Ram.
Okay.
1500 SST.
For parts also?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
689-7740.
We got your number, Dwight. 689-7740. Thank you. And we're going to catch this. Somebody's trying to call in.
We'll give it a
Swap Shop
second.
Good morning. Swap Shop, hello. Swap Shop, hello. Maybe they just butt dialed us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So Dwight had the 97 Dodge Ram, the 97 Ford Taurus, and the 99 Grand Am GT. Those cars are all for parts at 689-7740.
And it's time now to have our birthday drawing for our Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope. We're going to our very scientific drawing. And there we go. And the winner is Jennifer Myrick.
Yay!
She was just called in from her mother-in-law. Happy birthday, Jennifer Myrick. You'll enjoy our Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope gift certificate. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for taking the day off.
Well, Deborah, sure. Thank you. I really appreciate the time.
Deborah McDonald, our guest author. You'll meet her tonight, First Friday Art Walk, 5:30 until 8:30. Come by and see us. Swap Shop's brought to you today by these fine local businesses.
By Fairhope Hemp CBD, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory, Fairhope Living Magazine, and Rita's Frozen Treats off Fairhope.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll post today's calls on our Facebook page. This is WABF, Mobile Fairhope, great music and memories. Say bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Have a good one. And may God bless you.